Monument Valley is known for its red sandstone buttes and spires. Now it's notorious for something else, crime. In one 16-hour period last October, a string of four unrelated murders exposed the tribe's dark side. Navajo tribal officials blame their meager economy and rampant substance abuse. They also lack the resources to fight crime. Phoenix, for example, has five times as many police officers for every 1,000 people. The FBI tries to take on the most violent crimes, but McDonald Rominger, who heads the Northern Arizona FBI office, says he needs more manpower to patrol an area the size of West Virginia.
And it's not uncommon for FBI agents or Navajo CIs to drive, you know, 600-700 miles in one day, just trying to accomplish something that would take a detective in San Francisco an hour to accomplish.
And when someone is arrested by a Navajo police officer, the offender may only be held for 8 hours because the tribe doesn't have enough jail space.
There's been a history of kind of a revolving door justice out there because of their lack of infrastructure and lack of jail space on the Navajo Nation, where individuals are arrested for serious offenses but then released shortly thereafter. Because there's no jail space out there.
Navajo leaders hope a new jail in Tuba City, plus three more on the way, will change that. Jail supervisor Robin Preston shows off his new state-of-the-art building about an hour north of Flagstaff.
This is our sally port. So whenever police officers are bringing inmates in, they'll notify our central at the gate, and then we will bring them through here.
Preston says up until recently, Tuba City had two Old West-style jail cells in a building that was falling apart. The recidivism rate was so high, Preston couldn't keep track of it.
We have inmates who know how to book themselves. If I have a new officer on the floor who's forgot to do a process, I have inmates who'll say, oh, you forgot to do this.
Once the tribe finds the money to staff it, the new 130-bed jail will handle inmates for much longer periods and provide job training and substance abuse counseling. Currently, the maximum tribal court sentence is only a year. The Navajo chief prosecutor says if the tribe mandates state bar certified judges and attorneys, it could impose longer sentences. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Arizona has 19 lawyers working only on Indian country cases. Assistant U.S. Attorney Pat Schneider says that's more than any other office in the country.
You know, it's never enough. I'm always amazed at the volume of cases, and we could always do more.
And according to a 2010 government accountability study, his office declined to prosecute half of Indian country cases.
And unfortunately, not every single one of these incidents can we prove all the time. And that's frustrating. Wish that every single one we could.
Ann Schneider's office is doing something to change that.
Why is it important to know who did it? You're concerned about safety, right? You don't want to send this person home to the same individual who beat the crap out of her or who raped her.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Diane Greer is training tribal officers and nurses on the Hopi Reservation. Evidence critical to an investigation is often lost because it wasn't collected or preserved properly. Plus, Greer says nurses and doctors often don't want to report a case because they think they're violating their HIPAA code of privacy.
We do not want these cases lost. We do not want these cases to fall through the cracks. And people say, well, what about this? And I said, we never heard about it. If we don't hear about it, we can't do anything about it. So err on the side of caution and let us know.
Plus, Greer says successfully prosecuting a domestic violence offender is the equivalent of homicide prevention. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.